Engineering the Environment. A powerful approach to climate change raises powerful questions. Could clouds be brightened so they reflect more sunlight back into outer space? If lab-grown seaweed is sunk into the ocean, how much carbon dioxide could it absorb? Would drilling holes into glaciers extract enough heat to slow sea level rise? While society is struggling to kick its addiction to fossil fuels, compensating by meddling with Earth's atmosphere, oceans, and landmasses has long been viewed as taboo. Many scientists have argued that geoengineering interventions are a distraction from emissions reductions at best, and too dangerous to study at worst. The most controversial, and likely also the fastest acting method, is shooting aerosols into the sky to deflect the sun's rays, known as solar radiation management or solar geoengineering. The process is anticipated to have a similar effect to massive volcanic eruptions, such as the 1815 eruption of Mount Tambora in modern-day Indonesia, which disrupted weather patterns globally for 3 years. Summer temperatures in Europe were the coldest on record, and fog dimmed sunlight in the United States. But instead of volcanic ash, man-made aerosols would envelop the world and deflect the sun's rays. Temperatures worldwide would presumably start dropping within a year. Could versus should. But scientists have historically kept geoengineering at arm's length out of concern that rich nations and fossil fuel companies would lean on promises of expensive, yet-to-be-developed technology to avoid changing their emissions-intensive practices. Carbon emissions are the root cause of climate change. However, society is unlikely to cut emissions fast enough to stave off the worst of climate change, experts say. The International Energy Agency anticipates that total mineral demand for clean energy technologies from solar panels to EV batteries will double or quadruple by 2040. Not only is mining emissions intensive, but it also takes time. University of Chicago physicist Peter Irvine said he's certain solar geoengineering would reduce extreme heat, heavy rainfall, and sea level rise. But he admits it may also intensify droughts, increase acid rain, and thin the ozone layer. These unknowns could affect food production and biodiversity worldwide.